Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Sam Crowley, welcome back to the greatest motivational podcast ever created on the planet Earth. A little far-fetched. Maybe, maybe not. We'll let you decide. History will judge my show. All right, so here we go. Red, green, yellow. What are we talking about? Red, green, yellow. I've left off on the last podcast. Never. I was talking to my friend Nancy. Never, ever do income-producing activities unless you're in the green zone. Well, what's green? Green means two things, all right? Green means go when you're at a stoplight, and green is the color of money, okay? So when I am in the green zone, like right now, I am all green, baby. Here's what I mean, all right? When you're at your best, when you are fresh, when you are fired up, you do your income-producing activities like podcasting. Well, Sam, you don't charge for your show, so I don't understand how you can call green money when I haven't paid you for your show. Okay. Well, I've been podcasting 10 years, okay? And I love what I do. I would do it for free, and I know I do it for free. But you know what's funny is it's not really that, okay? I earn a tremendous amount of money. You know, I got to scrap that. I'm not going to edit that. That was stupid. I shouldn't have said that. That was arrogant. I don't even want to say that. I do well with my podcast because inevitably, here's the beauty of podcasting, okay? People pay you, whether they hire me as a coach, to speak in an event, or things like that, as a result of devouring hundreds of hours of this content that you're listening to over the course of 10 years, okay? You see what I'm talking about? So I didn't mean to sound like, oh, I'm making a tremendous amount. It's arrogant. It's one of the ways I make a living. It's one of the ways I get my brand out there, because the beauty of iTunes, if you've noticed, if you subscribe to the show, I don't know you've subscribed. I have no idea whether you subscribe to my show or not. I know how many downloads I get every single month, 100,000 plus downloads of the show. I know that. I'm able to get that data. But iTunes, nobody provides you with the amount of subscribers that you're going to get. So how do you make money from podcast? Well, I'm talking about, I never do anything unless I'm in the green zone, feeling fresh. I shoot videos. I create. When I write content for a sales page, when I create a brand new product, like I'm in the process now of writing the 6 Days to Saturday 2.0 course, you know, I'm always in the green. Green for me, I get up about 4:30, 5 o'clock every single morning, all right? I help out with my baby, and my wife and I have coffee, and we just sit and visit, because after about 6, it's crazier than you can imagine at our house. You can imagine, right? And then I make my kids breakfast, pancakes, eggs, whatever it is. I always make them breakfast. And then I drive them to school. I grab my large Dunkin' Donut caramel swirl with cream. And I come home. And we do the transfer. So I transfer everything off to Angela. You good with baby Susan? She's on a ventilator, trach, everything like that. She's good. We'll make sure everything's taken care of. I come down to this recording studio, and I let it rip with my Dunkin' coffee in hand, and I'm fired up, man. I'm just excited to do what I do. And I'm in this green zone from about 8:30 to 11:30 or so, give or take. It just depends, you know. I'm in the green zone between 8:30 and 11:30 every day. That's when I write copy for some products. It's when I shoot videos. It's when I record audios like this. I podcast every morning after I drive my kids to school. What do you do? The worst thing you can do is try to create content, be creative at all, do anything that involves sales or anything like that when you're not in the green. Green's money, green's go. When you're red, well, let me take about yellow. Yellow is, all right, so it's 11:30 in the morning coming up on noon. I grab lunch, have a salad, guzzle about a half gallon of water because you got to drink a gallon of water every day, says a man with the Everyday Saturday body. Hint, product coming out soon, all right? And then I'm in the yellow time. I'm kind of winding down. All right. I'm proofing the stuff that I did. I upload this show, proof some of the copy I did, reply to emails, things like that. I'm still feeling good. I'm just not feeling as good as I did at 8:30. All right. But I'm still fresh, probably fresher than 99% of the people in a job every day. And then after the kids come home from school, I'm red. I'm in the red zone. I shouldn't say that. Probably about 5 o'clock, I'm in the red zone. All right. We've had dinner. We sat down, played a little bit, hung out in the backyard, whatever it is. And then at nighttime after 6, shutting it down, man. I shut it down. I am damaged goods after 6 o'clock at night. Every night. That's red for me. I would never even think of creating a podcast at 6 o'clock at night. Now, when I do podcast training, a lot of the times I'll do it at 6 p.m., especially if it's U.S.-based customers. If it's U.K., Europe, things like that, I do it in the afternoon because they're 5, 6 hours, some 8, 9 hours ahead of time. And so I don't do it after 6. But at 6 o'clock at night, I shut it down unless I'm doing a webinar training. Like tonight, I am doing a private podcast training tonight for people that were in Toronto a few weeks ago that purchased my training. And so we'll do that tonight, and then I shut it down. All right. I'll still answer some emails once the kids are in bed. You know what I do? In my red time, I don't create content, but I view content and I'll watch some training videos. Like, I never knew how to do a Google Hangout. Literally, I didn't know how to do a Google Hangout till probably 18 months ago. And one night about 8 o'clock, I watched a YouTube video for 90 minutes. And this guy showed how to go from A to Z, how to start a Google Hangout, how to get the embed code and put it on a page and host it on your own website on WordPress. I mean, all of this stuff, I can't even tell you how little I knew about this process. I wasn't intimidated by it. I never get intimidated, and you shouldn't either. You should never be intimidated about the how. Never. Really, you shouldn't be intimidated about anything that you really love to do. Think about it. If you really love to do something and you got a passion for it, you're never intimidated. You're actually excited. It's the opposite. You're like, wow. I'm going to figure out how to do a hangout. Why would I be excited about that? Because I can reach more people. Because I can add more value. I can get in front of, use a whole different platform of technology to get the Everyday Saturday message out and impact more people. It's not about, I don't know anything about an embed code on WordPress. That's dumb. I mean, you don't focus on that. You focus on the why. Why are you doing this? I'm doing this to impact more people. When I finally figured this out, I'm going to have a much broader platform to get my message out. That's red, that's green, that's yellow. Don't ever, ever create content, try to sell anything, impact people's lives when you're in any other zone but the green zone. All right? Yellow, you're still a little bit creative. You still got a little bit of energy. Not as much as you had when you were green, but it's still okay to work in there. And then red, shut it down, baby. You can answer some emails. You do admin tasks because red is all admin. I mean, I think of red, I just think, okay, reply, hit, support tickets. Okay, I can do all that in the red zone, but I ain't ever creating content. So I hope that was helpful for you. I really do. And I also hope that you focus on your dream. And I also hope you don't listen to the negative know-it-alls going nowhere. And I also hope that you understand you could be hit by a bus at 5 o'clock today. So this thing you're worrying about, number one, most likely will never happen. Mark Twain said, I've known a great many problems, most of which are never going to happen. And I also hope you're not worried about being judged. And I also hope that you don't die a copy because you were born an original. Go green, baby. Go green. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.